Beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
If you're looking for the family vacation of a lifetime, then you need to come to the family vacation capital of the world, sunny Orlando, Florida. And in Orlando, there's no more exciting place to have fun than Universal Orlando. Even if you've been here to Universal Studios before, you won't believe all that's new and different for you to see and do. I'm going to show you all we have to offer and how to plan a great vacation here at...
Murray, what are you doing?
Hey, look at this.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, well, we're telling everyone all about what Universal in Orlando has to offer. Well, come on, let me show you.
Okay.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Faulty Audio Equipment. When you feel like doing a show, use some faulty audio equipment. It always makes things more exciting. They do things like that. You can find them on the web at faultyaudioequipment.com. Don't forget to use the special listener checkout code Dubious for a halting discount. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the faulty audio equipment free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
I've never heard that before in my life. Maybe we should record from a car instead. I think that's what we should do.
Here's the thing. This is what happened is we played, you know, we're here in front of the chat room. We played the previously on. We did that. And then I realized as I started playing the previously on, I'm like, oh, the tablet that has the soundboard on it is in the other room.
It's still in Florida.
It's in the other room. And so it's completely dead. It's like completely dead. So it's charging. That's why it was stopping and starting there. It's just like it's charging as we're talking. So hopefully it'll get some juice here.
Hopefully by the time the first celebrity death phone call comes in,
why is it? We did an entire show traveling in a car at 70 miles an hour down the interstate and had less technical issues than me sitting here my own room and doing it this way. So
I don't know. I mean, I actually didn't listen to the audio, but I will say that evidently it was so good that Baron Frosty decided he had to have whatever piece of equipment we were using.
You know what? We should do that. No, but we need to do that. And let's just throw in a tech segment tonight and we'll do that there. Because I saw that Baron Frosty, a little fanboy that he is, bought the same equipment and whatever. But I have some genuine advice for him. Oh, look, we do have a tech segment. We have an unknown question. That's great.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of a joke question, I think, but... Mm-hmm. It is a technology question, so I put it there.
So as you guys know, by the way, it's absolutely unimportant to anybody but the chat room, but you're not in studio mode, and if you were, they would hear you better, but that's fine. It won't matter on the final recording. So anyway, are you doing something?
I'm putting myself in studio mode.
Okay, great. As it's news to no one, I was trying to figure out what the fuck I was just talking about. As news to no one that we've been traveling for the last little bit there, this is the last of my 16 and a half day vacation. So I'm actually kind of looking forward to going back to work tomorrow. I checked my email later today. It doesn't look like anything blew up while I was gone. So it's like, I'm looking forward to getting back into the groove of things tomorrow.
See, I'm completely, completely the opposite of you. I am so, it's like when you were a little kid and You know, you'd had your summer break or what, pick any break you want. Christmas break, summer break, spring break.
Collarbone break, femur break.
Yeah, whatever. And you're going back to school.
Yes.
And it's that dread, you know, of going back to school. And I don't hate my job, but it's been so nice to not have any stress. You know, I think your job is pretty stress-free. Anyway,
I do. But I have a very stress-free job.
My job has gotten fairly hectic and fairly busy and I have a lot of plates spinning all at once. And I'm like, I didn't even, so I slept most of the day on Thursday.
Yes.
And then Friday, I don't even know what I did on Friday. And then Saturday, I didn't do much of anything.
Say Friday like you were the BFO in 2008.
Oh, I don't remember.
He was just like, it's Friday.
Friday.
We had to settle a bet at one point. We had to settle a bet that when Poodle McNoodle came along, I was so excited for Poodle McNoodle and Kitty, Squeaky Kitty, to go on the cruise, because I'm like, great. I don't think Fatty can make it, you know, the four shows without doing a second voice. And Adam was like, well, he's always done a second voice. I'm like, no. There was a time, you know, that the BFO was just Fatty without a second voice. So we started back in 2008 listening to, you want to just like pick some random one in May of 2008 to listen to. And of course, completely different than it sounds today. He wasn't like this. He was talking more like this, and he was trying to enunciate his words.
For anyone who hasn't listened to the old ones.
Oh, it's worth it. It's on his blog. Just go to bigfattyonline.com and just like go over to the left-hand side and pick like, you know, 2008, like May or something, and just listen to any random show.
If it can be believed, they're worse. I mean, I don't look, I mean, you know, everybody says how ruined his show is, but I'm telling you, listen to like,
hold on. Are you May saying of 2008. That, are you saying that Poodle McNoodle makes the show better?
I think so.
Wow.
I'm not a fan of single people shows. I've said that before. Even though I do one, I'm not a fan of them.
Yes.
And so even though it's only one person, having that alter ego sort of thing kind of breaks it up, and it's kind of a co-host without there being a co-host. But I mean, just,
or can we at least agree that this Canoodle McNoodle sucks so bad? It's just like, oh, get her off the damn show.
At least it's a different voice, because you were all worried that it was gonna be the same voice.
No, I was just like, oh, he took the shitty way. That was the thing. I was like, going, I don't think he can do it without Poodle McNoodle. And then, of course, at the last minute, he brings up Canoodle McNoodle, and I was telling you in the car, it's like, it's probably gonna be the same damn voice, and he's gonna do the same thing. I'll give him a little bit of credit for trying a different voice. It failed. It tried and failed.
Well, it was a different voice. Wadib. I mean,
That was the Bene Gesserit that said that, right?
We listened to a 2008.
And we listened to a 2009.
And a 2009.
Right.
We didn't get to do 2010, 2011. I mean, that should really be a thought experiment or an audio experiment for us, you know.
Well, you know, it's because we couldn't listen to It's All About Me because it was too fucking quiet to listen to in the car. It's like, literally, we were in a Hyundai Sonata. No, is that it? A Hyundai? A Hyundai Sonata.
Hyundai Sonata.
It has Android Auto in it and whatnot. So we were, you know, we had our podcast going there on the touchscreen, and we were listening to podcasts the entire time because we were basically driving 7 hours up and then 7 hours back. So we were in the car for a long time. But yeah, we tried to listen to It's All About Me, and it's just like, we had it cranked all the way up. I mean, the volume as loud as it would go, and we still couldn't hear it. And I mean,
the road noise. And it won't even come through because we level eight. But the problem was, you know, you had Mark talking. It was like,
really,
okay,
loud.
It's time for the blah, blah, blah. And then Ed would talk, and he'd be like, and we're going to do this thing on the
right,
or exactly. Whatever. And, you know, and I don't even know if that came through on the chat room, but basically Mark was like really loud.
Yeah.
And Ed and Curtis were
not so loud. It was horrible.
You know?
And I mean, on their latest show, they're trying to blame me about that. I had nothing to do with this. They have more imaginary arguments with me than I've ever like had conversations with them. They're like, oh, and I know Daniel Brewer's going to say that this doesn't sound right. And well, let me tell you this, Daniel. Like, they're like already answering the questions that I didn't even ask. You know what I'm saying? Like they're like doing both sides of this imaginary conversation with me. So it's just really.
Anyway, we listen to a lot of podcasts. We love you. It's All About Me. We just couldn't hear Ed.
The most bizarre takeaway message to me, you say that Poodle McNoodle makes the Big Fatty show better.
I think it's more, I think I didn't really say Poodle McNoodle specifically. I'm pacing, like everything is just, you know, the different bumpers he's added in over the years, all that stuff kind of together makes it a better show now than it was then. The very first, that 2008 episode,
yeah.
You know, he was trying to sound too announcery. He was trying to sound too like,
right. You were a little bit upset about some nasty YouTube comments that you got, and yet you're just sitting here to like dissing a Fatty in 2008.
No.
How do you think 2008 Fatty feels about that? You probably made him cry.
I don't know, but good thing he's not 2008 Fatty anymore.
It's like a Terminator. He just has a different, different. Oh. Hey, let's find out what this is all about. Hello.
Hey, Dubious Intent. This is Nico. I'm calling for the celebrity death phone.
Yes.
China, former professional wrestler, real name, John Lor. I cannot pronounce Lor. She's dead.
Dead.
She died. She was only 46.
Oh.
It's actually kind of sad.
It is. You've lived longer than
her. No real details about how she died, just that she was found dead. So, yeah. Okay. Sad. Anyway.
Sad.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Wasn't she an American Gladiator at one point? Was that...
I don't know. You know, actually, that does sound... She might have been, because, wow, that brings back memories. American Gladiator, the thing gays used to masturbate to in the early 90s.
Really? You used to, like, you would...
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just... I'm sure someone
is that
did.
Making you hard, Adam? Is that making you turned on?
Well, some of those gladiators were hot. I'm not going to lie. Now they have like American. I think they tried to bring back American Gladiators at one point.
Yeah.
It only lasted for like a season, but it went for quite a while when it was for. So was she? Did you look it up? Was she in American Gladiators?
I don't know. I just.
Are you just posing the question?
I'm just asking the question. Congratulations, Nico. You're entered into the contest and. There we go. Nico said it. I'm not even going to look it up. I believe everything Nico tells me.
No, she did die. I know that.
Here's the thing.
So was China in American Gladiators? I have this. No, there's no answer on this website.
Okay, great.
Oh, she was never an American Gladiator.
Well, then that song means nothing to her. And I just wasted that on an entire bit that just really kind of fell flat. Thank you for pointing that out. Anyway, by the way, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. The I forgot to do that earlier. I know.
Delayed.
I gave you every opportunity to ask me how I was doing. Adam, I don't know if you've been doing the same thing I've been doing, trying to catch up on all of my recorded television programming over the last many, many days that I've been traveling. So I've been trying to catch up on all of my shows. Have you been trying to catch up on your shows on your VRC?
Well, here's the problem. Most of what I watch, Mark and I watch together.
And he already
so
watched.
So I couldn't catch up on a lot of the stuff, but I will tell you, I was really far behind on Nashville.
Oh God.
So I completely caught up with Nashville. Deacon and, what's her name? Deacon and Raina James, they got married.
Spoiler alert.
And
I don't watch the show.
The cheerleader girl from Heroes.
Yes.
She is now out of rehab. For anyone who wanted to know, I mean, I'm just, but that really, that's the only one. And Supernatural, I was two episodes behind on Supernatural, but those are the only two things that Mark and I don't watch together. So,
I see.
So we're still a little bit behind.
Let me tell
on
you,
stuff,
I don't know. I know it's not possible because we were all on the East. We remained on the East Coast our entire trip, but I felt jet lagged. I came back Thursday, and I hadn't slept all night because when we left Tampa, Wednesday night after eating dinner with the Pods My Co-Pilot crew that we'll talk about later, it made no sense to go to sleep because we needed to leave Tampa at 2:30 a.m.
Nope.
And we got finished with dinner, and by the time we wrapped up, it was 11 a.m. So it's like, 11 p.m. And it's like, if we try to go to sleep, this is just going to hurt worse because you're only going to get like that 2 hour sleep, and then, and you're going to, it's more complicated than that. And so we had already decided that we weren't just going to just go to sleep. So we basically like went to a bar because bars in Tampa don't close until 3. So we basically went to a bar in Tampa and hung out there until about 2:30, and then we left. Now we weren't drinking. We were drinking soda and stuff because we knew we were driving. But anyway, so we were there hanging out at the bar until 2:30, and then we drove to do the thing. Now, what was I trying to say? I was making a point.
I wanted to make a point.
What it was. So I didn't sleep all that night, and I figured I'd sleep on the plane. I got to the plane. I did. I slept the entire flight. And then I got to my train in Harlem and I slept on the train most of the way back to New Haven. But I was still just dog ass tired. So by the time I got home, which was a little before 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I went and laid down and I didn't wake up until about 8 o'clock that night. So it's like, I kind of felt jet lagged even though I was still on the East Coast. I think we didn't get as much sleep as we normally would get with all the stuff we were doing because we packed a lot of stuff in those days. So
That's true. Yeah. I you dropped me off at like 4. We didn't time it quite right because
It was a 2.5 hour drive, but what we didn't say was, hey, what, how long is the drive at four, you know, at 2:30 a.m. which would only be a 2 hour drive. So we,
Like that. So I got there at like 4:30. I got to my,
we were aiming for five. It was like, we got you there 30 minutes. Early. Yeah.
And I think it was like 4:15 actually, but anyway, it doesn't matter. So there's like a few people in there, but let me tell you, I watched the airport come alive. Mm-hmm. Like there was like no one, none of the, and I believe this airport must just be an Allegiant airport. I did not see any check-in points for any other airline other than Allegiant, but they, you cannot check in until 2 hours before, but they want you to check in 2 hours before. So you need to be there, but they won't let you check in until exactly. And they weren't even ready. Like they were all out there. And
it's
a lot
because
of people,
you're the only person that does that. It's just like everyone else is going to show up basically like an hour before and go, yeah, well, everyone else is an hour.
There were probably 15 other people waiting to check in. And they were, you know, there were a few Allegiant people out there kind of preparing things, but they hadn't even turned on the little monitors, you know, behind them or whatever.
Wow.
And so people kept going up there and like, can I check in? And they're like, oh, nope, we're not open yet. So I'm just kind of laying back in my seat, listening to some podcast or something, trying to stay awake, basically. Because I, when you get to a certain point and you haven't had sleep, you're like zombie or like, I can't even describe it.
Like,
I
was watching stuff on my tablet and I kept like kind of like spacing out. Like I would be watching it and they'll be like, what? And it's just like, because I was just sitting there in my chair, like falling asleep. Yeah.
Right. And I was just like, if I can just make it until I get on the plane,
right.
You know. But finally, they opened up the lines and let us check in. But then I had another, you know, hour and a half to wait.
Yeah.
Once I got in the gate, I mean, it was easy getting through security because there was like no one. And so, yeah, I don't even remember what I did. I was
basically like, I felt like I had jet lag, even though I didn't have jet lag. So I spent time catching up on some of these news. I mean, some of these programs that I recorded and everything. Now, the thing that really annoys me, I know, shock that I'm complaining about something here, is I was watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and there was two episodes that I was behind on it from my trip. So I watched the one, and it ended on a thing where like the next episode was going to be the first time that the Inhuman group had gotten together and doing this thing. And so it was a big thing from a Marvel lore standpoint. So, you know, they're like, they kept billing it as, you know, next week, the show you don't want to miss. It's like the show you've been waiting for. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's going to be great. Oh, I have it recorded right here. I'm going to watch it. So you flip over to the next one. And it starts, you know, it's like, you know, previously on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, and now for the episode you've been waiting for, bloop, bloop, bloop. And now breaking news. It's like breaking news on a fucking, and it was to announce the results of the New York primary, which I know you're not from this area, so you didn't see all the polls going into it. There was absolutely no question in anyone's mind that Hillary and Donald Trump are going to win. It's like they were both so far ahead in the polling. You know, they both had 30 to 40 point leads in the polling. It's like the only thing that would have been breaking news is if Hillary didn't win the New York primary or if Donald Trump didn't win the New York primary. But it was just like they literally cut into this show to have like a 5-minute discussion on, you know, how Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton had won. And I was sitting there going like, wow, this is such a dying model. It's like this whole broadcast, none of us watch this live. It's like, what is breaking news anymore? It's like we get breaking news on the internet. We get breaking news on Twitter. Right? We get breaking news like by Facebook alerts hitting our phone going like, oh, something happened. Like Prince died. I guarantee you, we all knew that Prince died before we ever watched TV to hear them tell us that Prince died.
It's kind of like weather. Do you guys, like, if there's a slight chance of rain here or snow, heaven forbid it's snow.
Yeah.
They are, like, on it. And, like, it doesn't matter what
the TV
show is.
But that's because that's relevant, though. That is relevant. People will watch live TV to find out, oh, do I need to go to work in the morning or do I have to, like, do something else? It's like, so weather events, I understand. People actually do watch TV for weather events.
I don't like it. They shouldn't break it. They should just have a little crawler under your,
I know, exactly,
whatever
or,
you're watching.
Or have, you know, or do it on their website. Like, hey, if you're interested in this, go watch our website. But yeah, it was so weird because here's a show that was 2 weeks old. And so by them doing this whole analysis thing, I missed a part of the show. I had to go watch it online and catch the last 3 minutes of the show because, you know, it had gotten pushed forward in the schedule. Also, the whole, it wasn't just that show. There were other shows and they just kept breaking in for the most innate, under no definition of the word breaking news would these qualify. It was just like such stupid things that they're breaking in for. And I'm just like, you know no one's watching this live, right? You know that. You have to know that. The numbers have to, like, you have to see the numbers. You can't be that blind. It was just really, yeah. I'm angry. I was angry with the...
But they feel like they have to do it, right?
I don't get it. I don't know why.
Even for the ones that are watching live. Somebody watches live.
Absolutely. Don't get it.
I'm surprised because anytime I mention DVR, you're like, DVR, what's that?
No,
don't you watch
that.
Everything online?
That's true.
But, so I'm surprised to hear you say, well, I was fast forwarding through the DVR.
Oh, here's the thing, because there's some, I love the Xfinity online stuff with the ad blocker because I can just watch them without having to even fast forward, right? But there are certain networks that do not play their shows on Xfinity online, and those are the ones that, like, The Flash and Arrow and, let's see, The 100. So I had to get caught up on all of those, and then I started chipping away at the shows that I watched. No, but I don't always trust the online thing. It's like I always record the stuff I want to watch. Also, I want to give them credit, right? I want to give them, hey, look, I DVR'd this. I like this show. Therefore, you know, count me as a number, as one of your... yes, hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Hope I'm first in with this one after bloody Boohecker starts spreading the shit all over the internet. But Doris Roberts, dead at 90. Most famous for playing Raymond's mum in Everybody Loves Raymond. Okay, bye.
Excellent. That it is indeed. Doris Roberts died. I saw that happen the other day. I never watched that show, but I recognized her as a character actor that had done a large body of work.
Oh, she talked that like, I can't even do her voice, but she had this high pitch kind of. It was almost like Joey Boohecker, but high pitched.
That's some kind of oxymoron, I'm sure. What was her name? Doris.
Doris Roberts. She was, wasn't she Seinfeld's mother? Didn't she? Or was that,
thinking of Estelle, somebody else like that.
I know who she is. No, she wasn't, but yeah, she she's been in lots of things, but yes.
She has, yeah. But yes, yeah, he is. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You're entered into the contest. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, Adam, do you have any YouTube ideas?
Wow.
Let me just give a short pimp out here for your stuff. So if you want to watch some really high quality vacation videos, like, you know, the kind of videos they take the time to like do cut scenes with the music and the narration on top of and stuff that's just really well done. If you want to see any of that, then go to Vera Charles on YouTube and you will find her cruise videos. They're very well done. If you want to see the opposite of that, then go to
Hey, I'm learning.
Her YouTube channel is Anti Vera Charles 50. Yeah, so
and I was doing it mid-TV, or mid-TV. I don't know where that came from. Mid-vacation.
Mid-vacation.
Anyway, badmouth my YouTube.
I'm not bad-mouthing your YouTube videos. I'm just saying it's very rough. I want you to be more natural. I don't want you to go into a shot with a joke in mind. I want you just to be more narrative in your stuff. And
Daniel is evidently my producer.
I'm trying to give to you my vast knowledge of YouTube. I watched you. I consume more YouTube than anyone
you
know.
You watch a lot of YouTube.
I know a good YouTube video, Adam.
I don't think I went into any shots with a joke in mind. I'm not a comedic performer. So I don't think I
really?
Did that.
When
now,
you were
maybe
showing the statue of Barney and you're like, well, damn, Daniel. And you didn't even sell us on the, you didn't do the voice or anything.
I
like
did
a,
not.
Because the voice,
no,
the thing that makes damn Daniel funny is the kid doing the, damn, Daniel.
But I'm
damn,
not him.
Daniel.
He was on Ellen again today, actually. Well, not today because we're behind, but last week. Anyway, I'm not a comedian.
Oh, Vera Charles says she loved your videos. No, I think you
that.
Should watch them. I like them. I was in them though. I'm a whore and I like seeing myself. So I like them because I was in them and I thought they were good. I'm just saying, if you want really well produced, you should watch Vera's videos, Adam, and then you could aspire to do that.
If they had been any more well produced than they were, we would have done no actual vacationing.
Because
it took 2 to 3 hours to edit each one of those. Just to post them on YouTube. If I had done more production,
but here's
value,
the thing: do it like Vera. Then, you need to learn like Vera. You shoot a lot of stuff on the vacation, but you don't worry about assembling it until you're back at home. Don't worry about trying to do a real time. We did those audio updates every day, and look at how many people look at how much bad email we got over that. It's like, do you guys ever shut the fuck up? And it's like, we literally had 14 emails that we will not read because they were just too mean to read.
Anyway, you can go over and watch my YouTube stuff, but here's what I was going to say. So,
but you didn't tell them how. Look for Geeky Gay on YouTube.
Yeah, Geeky Gay on YouTube. I do not have a special URL yet. I'm going to be working on that because, well, I won't go into detail here, but because. So, I
wait, hold
did
on.
All that.
Hold on. Wait. No, you have it. YouTube.com/geekygaytv. Actually, that works. So if you go to YouTube.com/geekygaytv, all smushed together, that will take you to your channel.
Yeah, I did do it, but that's because, anyway, that's because that's my set as my primary.
Okay,
but
I'm just saying,
anyway,
if you go to YouTube.com/geekygaytv, you can see the lovely videos that
Daniel has already badmouthed. But
I
yes,
did
go
not
over badmouth.
Oh, you were so sensitive. Right, go
for
ahead.
Their
go ahead.
Low production value. Anyway, all this is to say.
But the subject matter, i.e., me, was fascinating.
All of this to say, and there's going to be one more. I've got one more to edit, so it'll be tomorrow.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
Tuesday.
Taylor was like saying like, "Oh yeah, I'm on one of those videos." I'm like, "Yeah, he hasn't posted that one yet."
So the whole point of this though was I started it not to be a vacation video channel, but I've been talking about wanting to do stuff on YouTube.
Yes.
Either as a supplement to, or I don't know, to my solo podcast that I do. And I thought, okay, here's a way to do it. I will have something interesting or vaguely interesting to record for a few days. So I'm going to force myself to post it like right away, you know, because I'm not going to, because here, even though you may say something about production value, I have a tendency to get stuck in the planning phase of projects.
Yes, I agree with
and
that.
And never actually release them.
I agree.
So I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to be stuck on using the perfect camera, using the perfect lighting. I'm going to use my cell phone camera.
Nor should you.
You know, and I'm just going to release it. But now that I've got, but that was just a launching point to restart doing stuff on YouTube. Uh-huh. So now that I'm back, and you knew this because I've been talking about it, I said,
"No, I'm trying to. I'm being a good co-host, and I'm acting like I've never heard this before." I've
said it on the show, but anyway,
I don't listen.
So
to the show.
Now, I think you listen while I'm talking, right?
Literally, this was the entire vacation was us saying the thing, and then the next person repeats the thing. It's like, I don't listen to what you say. It's just basically like we just kept saying the same things over because we don't. The other to us is much like the Peanuts voice, just kind of wah, 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 wah.
And at this point, I'm back. And I was really thinking, you know, okay, not that I think I'm going to be a YouTube celebrity, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to throw something down here.
Okay.
I think I can get more subscribers than Paul Armstrong.
Wow. Oh, you're going to go. Point. You're going to go for more. That's your goal right now is to surpass
that. That's
Paul
my
Armstrong.
First goal. I mean, that's the first goal, first goal. And so I don't know how long it'll take. It may take me 5 years. Who knows? But anyway, I need to have some kind of content. And I was thinking, okay, so Mark Miller, whatever his name is, is that his name?
Yeah. Mark E. Miller. Yes.
Mark E. Miller. Yes. Right. You know, he's just cute. Basically, he's cute. That is, he's a good videographer. He's good at video.
He's excellent at video.
He's good at setting up beautiful shots.
He is absolutely. And you know, and choreographing them to music. Yes, he is great.
Yes.
At that.
And doing interesting angles and all that kind of stuff.
And telling a compelling story and a very nice put together 5 to 7 minute video.
He's easy on the eyes. I mean,
it doesn't matter what he's
and
nice
his boyfriend.
No, it's not. It has nothing. I know you get hung up on this, and I know you think it's all about looking easy on the eyes. I showed you. I gave you the link to Wheezy Waiter. It's like Wheezy Waiter is not.
He's funny though.
But that's what I'm trying to say, Adam. But it's not that he's funny. It's that he's genuine. In other words, when you say hello on the camera, just act like you're talking to someone. Don't be in performance mode. And I don't
and
know.
Look,
that,
I'm cute.
I don't
cute,
know that you know that you do that, Adam, but you do that. Do you know that you do that?
I don't know. I try not to. I know there's a little bit of that. But here's my idea. So I need content. And I was saying, you know, my days are pretty boring. I mean, the thing about Mark E. Miller and some of the other ones is they make their living doing this so they can just spend all day long coming up with ideas and doing interesting things to make interesting videos. But most of us go to work every day using the same road. You know, I mean, there's today I'm going to, you know, to some dance school to do whatever. I'm not saying that Mark E. Miller did this, but I'm just saying a lot of us have day jobs and we do the same thing every day. So, you know, you get a couple of videos out of that and that's it. You're like, oh, once again, driving to work at 7:45 a.m. So I don't know if I could really do like a vlog, so to speak. But one thing that I thought that I could do that was a real hit with the podcast is I think I'm going to go around to different fast food places and I'm going to video myself ordering.
Oh, God.
The fast food.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put the camera on the hood of the car pointing, you know, that direction so we can get the face of the person at the window. I get the screen and I rate the different fast food establishments on how well their service was. Right. So this one, and I'll be like, look, they clearly have a screen here. Do you see an order coming up on that screen? And then so
you're going to be like a one man champion of fast food embetterment for all.
Well, that's just the first thing. I mean, this would be a bit, right? So this is one thing that I can do. And I think that would be the next semi-interesting thing that I can do. Plus, this is a very passionate topic. You know, it's a very passionate topic of mine.
It is, yes, it is.
I also I think that's the next thing I'm gonna do. I'm gonna maybe one a week or something like that. I'm just gonna go to different fast food places, I'm gonna order.
Yes.
And I'm just going to video it. And I'm
I'll tell you where you should start. You should start at the Chipotle in New Haven, Connecticut, because I love Chipotle. I eat at Chipotle's all across the country all the time. And this one in my hometown sucks so bad. It's like, I don't know what they do on their food, but their food isn't as good. For some reason, they have twice the number of employees that every other Chipotle I've ever been in. And they're all not doing something. They're all just like basically standing around. It's just, and they make food that you could not possibly eat. It's like, you just look at them. It's like, could you really realistically eat that fucking much sour cream? You just basically just bathe this entire thing in sour cream. It's like, I will taste nothing but sour cream at this point in time. And it's like, don't you have some quality standards here, people? I beg of you. Oh, hello.
Hey, Adam and Daniel. This is Joe in Dallas.
Hi, Joe in Dallas.
For the Celebrity Death News. And this is like the most heartbreaking news that I could possibly come up with. Prince, dead at 57. Uh-huh. And this is like one of my, where Adam has his love of Mariah.
Yes.
I have my love of
Prince.
Jehovah Witness Prince. So this is like earth shattering. I don't know if I can go to work today. But
right, yeah.
Talk to you later.
You and Taffy. Taffy was emotionally. I don't think I've ever heard Taffy. I don't think I've ever heard Taffy as emotionally moved as she was about Prince on that little.
Look, now it's very sad.
Congratulations.
And by the way, yes, Mamadou thinks that I'm adorable on my YouTube videos.
I knew that you would single out that comment. I could
and
see
your
that
check will be in the mail immediately following this episode, yes, Mamadou. Mm-hmm. One other thing I want to say before I do this. I just would like to say, Daniel.
Yes, Adam.
Instead of you telling me how poorly produced and how stiff I am on camera.
Wow. That
you
should take away from
me. You should pick out the stuff that was good and also realize that when people start on video, just like when people start podcasting, they're looking at a camera and doing things to a camera is an alien concept. Mm-hmm. So it takes people sometimes hundreds of episodes doing this.
I'm sorry, Adam. I was just making a joke. I watched the videos with you. I even suggested that other people watch the videos, and I did point out the things that you did well. So
no, I know, but anyway, I just didn't do them.
So don't try to make me sound like this horrible person. I just because we don't talk on the show about that doesn't mean that we didn't talk at some other time. Hey, Adam. Anyway. We're getting a bit
no,
long.
No, I was going to say one other thing.
Oh, okay, go.
People were really so sad about Prince.
They were.
And what I do want to say is, I understand. But look, everyone knows what a big fan of Mariah Carey I am.
Yes.
Right?
You get upset when other people make, derogatory remarks about her.
But I really, if she died, I mean, I don't want her to die, but I mean, if she died, I don't think I would be so torn up that I couldn't go to work. I guess I don't understand putting that much emotion into someone that you don't really know, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
I don't know. What is
even
that?
Even though maybe, you know, somewhere in the in their past, this is some kind of like defining moment of their passage into adulthood. The fact that they didn't feel right with the world, they kind of felt like maybe they didn't really kind of fit in, and they kind of felt lonely and isolated. But they could go to their bedroom, Adam. They could lay down in their bedroom and put on some earphones and listen to, you know, the melodic sounds of Prince. Saying.
Maybe I would. I mean, maybe I would be really broken
up. Maybe to find out that he, that person that had, like, defined you, led you through the awkwardness of your young adulthood into, you know, like, defining your own identity. Maybe you could be slightly sad that he died.
Is Prince not the gayest acting homophobe ever?
Wow. Okay, great. Let's just move on here, Adam. I'm just saying, if you get upset that people make fun of Mariah, you can't just, like, go taking shots at other people.
No. I'm not making fun of Prince. I think he was, I don't know much about Prince, but from what everybody says, he was a fantastic artist, musician, whatever. I'm not making fun of Prince. I'm just saying I don't understand the level of emotion that's being attached to a person that is a famous person that you don't know.
To people of a certain age, he was it. He was the defining. You also have to remember that Prince came along right at the zenith of MTV. It's like, when MTV played music videos, and I know people always bitch, you know, oh, MTV doesn't play music videos anymore. Yeah, because of the internet. Like, you can go to YouTube and watch any music video you want at any time. You don't need MTV. That's kind of silly to have those, right? But anyway, the point is that he was, whether you liked him or not, the kid was a prodigy. He was a musical prodigy. He was signed so early in his career. You know, he was a teenager when he was signed by MGM Records, because he played like every instrument. He could play any, and he wrote all of his own music, and he literally was a musical prodigy.
It has nothing to do with that. I don't deny that. I don't understand the level of torn it upness.
He's generation's just Elvis. I mean, that generation, which happens to be my generation, is, you know, there were some really big names that really shaped that time. Michael Jackson, Prince, and Duran Duran, even. It's just kind of like it was a really, that was the advent of music videos and Prince took it to a whole new level, right? He made a feature length film about his album. It was, it's not important.
Beyonce just released like an hour HBO special to usher in her new CD. What are we in, like, 1995? To usher in her new whatever you call it nowadays.
She's got it at the Barnes and the Nobles. Yeah. You can go there and get that. Let's just talk about this really quickly. The last day, because we did audio updates from every day that we took our vacation together.
Yes, we did. And I hope you guys love them or hated them.
That was our goal. We wanted you to either love and or hate them. We were quite committed. I was proud of ourselves. We did it every day except for the day we did our show, because we
and
felt
Wednesday,
like,
but
well, we felt like we had done our show that day, so we didn't need to do a
no Wednesday.
Yeah, and then the last day, because we didn't, honestly, we had nowhere to do it, right? We left the dinner with Paz, my co-pilot, and then we were in a bar until 2:30, and so it was kind of, you know, there wasn't a convenient place to do it. And at that point, everything was packed. So it was like all the recorders and everything were already packed away at that point in time, because we were packed going to that dinner because we knew that we were going to be heading to the airport. Anyway, let's talk about the last day that was there really quickly, shall we?
We went to lunch.
I'm going to say that. We went to lunch in St. Pete with your arch nemesis, Alden Thomas, the laconic Boy Scout. And before we get into this really weird kind of thing that you have in your head, like this kind of rivalry that you have in your head, before we get to that, let me say the place that Alden picked for us to eat is called Pom Poms. It's a tea place and a sandwichorium or something like that. Anyway, they have really fun sandwiches. I had what could have been the best sandwich that I had on the entire trip there, which was the Spicy Elvis, which was banana and peanut butter and bacon with a little bit of strawberry jam and cayenne pepper. On sourdough.
To some, I think that could be a sexual position, you know, the spicy Elvis. But.
And I had them make it a little, I said, yeah, I want you to go light on the jelly and heavier on the cayenne pepper. And it was quite good. It was like, that was an amazing sandwich, Adam. Sliced bananas, peanut butter, cayenne pepper, and bacon with a little bit of strawberry jam pressed. Now, it was pressed between two toasted pieces of sourdough. It's quite good. It was quite good.
Alden, if you're listening.
Alden doesn't listen.
Daniel is basically rating his sandwich. over seeing you again for the first time in like years or whatever. Just so you
unlike
know.
Unlike you, Alden. Unlike you, Adam, I see Alden almost every time I go to Florida. So it hasn't been that many years since I've seen Alden, but that's not
so important. The sandwich is more of a standout moment to
you. I always enjoy seeing Alden. And Alden was, you know, it's one of those things that you forget. Like why things happen sometimes. Like it's like within 3 minutes of sitting down with Alden, he did that thing that Alden does, right? He like gave me he riffed on a joke and then gave me the punchline and then let me run with it. And that was the wheel of brie that you were concerned that on the sandwich there would be, you know, the wheel.
A rind.
There has to be some rind because, you know, when you get that wheel of brie and you have some, and then Alden was like, yeah, it's that new game show, Wheel of Brie. And then he waited for me to make, you know, like, it's the Wheel of Brie. It's the show where, you know, every question and category is about brie. Let's spin the big wheel now. Here we go. And the category is brie. Because every category is brie on the Wheel of Brie. She was on Desperate Housewives and baked muffins for the rest of the people. Who is she?
The Wheel of Brie?
No, it's Brie.
Vanna White?
Brie Vandekamp. Because every answer is brie. It was, anyway, the point was, I got to do my whole little bit there, and he did something that, here's the thing, Alden was in tears laughing at this bit.
It reminded you why Alden was your favorite co-host.
Adam just sat there and went, going, I don't get it. He's like, oh, I'm not listening. It's just like, it's one of those things, I did this perfect little bit in a restaurant. I thought it was great. Alden was laughing, which is all I care about is that people are laughing, and you're there like,
It was corny.
It was not corny. It was amazing.
That's why that... look, Alden likes corny jokes. You're good at corny jokes.
I am good at corny jokes.
I mean, maybe
he met me.
Maybe he also likes, you know, unnatural looking video. Maybe I'll send him and maybe he'll laugh at those too. Or maybe he's good at placating people.
But here's
maybe
the thing.
That's it.
Here's the thing. You were so wrapped up in this whole Nemesis thing that you wore your Green Lantern shirt. You even told me earlier, which will be on the video, that you told me that you were like trying to hope that you could use the superpowers.
Well, it wasn't really for that. I really, because you had mentioned when I got it, because I was going to wear it like the first day.
Yes. But you would have been in the car all day. No one would have seen it.
And you're like, why are you wearing this? No one's going to see it. Mm-hmm. So you should wear it like when you're going to see Taylor or something, right? Because so he's into superheroes or whatever. So really the real reason I wore it is because of your suggestion. Oh. But I was just, saying, oh, you know, Alden's my nemesis. Yeah. So I'm going to get
it
the superpowers.
It was hilarious.
From the
it
Green
was a
Lantern
great,
shirt.
I'm glad that you guys got along. We had a great little lunch there with Alden. It was fun.
Well,
it was entertaining.
Well, I was going to talk about the experience.
No, I wasn't. I'm not closing it out. I'll let you talk about it in a second. But my favorite part of it is that I was on one side. I was across from Alden, and then Adam was between the two of us at this four-person table. So Alden scooted over to Alden. So Adam scooted over to Alden and did a video, because you'll see that on his next video thing. He took a video of him. But what you won't see is that he turned on the camera and then held it there, and they both kind of like waited a second. I'm just like going, this is why you need me. You're sitting there in awkward silence waiting for someone to say something. Neither one of you will say anything. It's like, this is why you need me. I serve a purpose. I'm the loudmouth that starts things. It was funny for me.
You're the corny loudmouth that starts the conversation. Anyway, so, yes, I met Alden. He's very attractive. I think everyone knows this.
Of course everyone knows this.
But I will just say, I find him very attractive. It's too bad that he's been taken the entire time I've known him.
Wow.
Well, you know, and also that we don't live in the same area.
You don't live in the same area. You know,
lots of other reasons. Other he would probably reasons. Find
but
me completely
mainly,
annoying.
But mainly the fact that he has a boyfriend. Yeah, that's what you're zeroing
but,
on.
But Christopher. Isn't that his boyfriend's
yes,
name?
Yes, it is. Christopher, yes.
Or his... I found
they're,
it interesting,
they're
going
to be together for 10 years coming up. So.
Yeah. They're going on their 10-year anniversary, mm-hmm. and I found out that they still haven't moved in together, which I found to be very not lesbianic of them.
Here's
or
the,
whatever
but
you would
that
say.
Was always a problem, right? Because Alden had kids and then was getting a divorce. He came out late in life, and so he's... ex-wife, who was a religious person. We talked about this on the podcast all the time. He couldn't move because he wasn't allowed to. If he had moved out of Pinellas County, he would have put his visitation rights in jeopardy, because then they could go and renegotiate him, and his wife was being difficult about that. So Alden couldn't leave because he would then be cut off from his kids, and Christopher couldn't leave where he was at because of his job. So they would only see each other on the weekends and stuff. So
Well, anyway, so but yes, we met. It was lovely. Alden is Daniel's favorite because he laughs at Daniel's jokes.
He did. He laughed at me. I was so happy. It's like he laughed at
my jokes. If you want to be Daniel's favorite, laugh at his jokes.
That's all you have to do. If you laugh at my jokes, I will devote my entire attention to you. It's like whoever laughs at my jokes, that is the person that I just zoom in on. It's like that becomes my audience.
But if you want to be his best friend,
yes.
Don't humor him.
Don't humor me.
Because that's how I've wormed my way in. Anyway, so I do want to say there were two really cute waiters, though.
They if you like 12-year-olds, they were cute waiters.
Here's the thing. I'm like Alden. Because Alden, so I videoed, so I will admit, Alden and I both, I'm holding the phone up, you know, because I'm trying to get used to this videoing myself in public,
yes.
Being one of these people that's like doing selfies or vlogs right. or whatever in public, you know, right?
One of those people that you just, you just know that if Vera saw you in public, she would be like, she would be upset.
I don't know. But anyway.
Do you see that? Alden, do you see him over there doing that?
And he's quiet, you know, he's a quiet person as well. And we had had a very interesting conversation up to that point. He actually does he does graphic design for Home Shopping Network, which I love Home Shopping Network.
Oh, God.
It calms me. Whenever I'm stressed out or like really sad or like having a bad day, if I turn on Home Shopping, something about those clicky fake nails that those middle-aged housewife women have and like they love everything. They're like clicking their nails on the packaging and like, I don't know. It's just, I love it. But, and I was like, I was in awe that he like does graphic design for them. I'm like, oh, you should introduce me. But anyway, so I'm holding up the camera and you know, we're not quite sure what to say, but we finished that. And I could tell he was feeling a little bit uncomfortable being on camera. I mean, I am the professional now because I've been videoing myself for like 3 days.
Right.
So, you know, I'm a little bit more used to it. But then I wanted to get, because I had had a couple of comments of people. I had like a sexy butt shot in one of my mm-hmm. earlier ones and like some other stuff. Okay, and I had already gotten some comments about people.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know this one's in here. I seriously did not know. You're getting the Dermacrate body.
Oh, I love you.
I'm sorry. I was calming myself by watching HSN.
It's better on the kitchen stuff.
She is so excited. She is so excited that this extra skincare product is in this this bit. Anniversary price of $149.95. That anyway, it's quite fun. Go ahead.
So then I'm like, we finished our little thing, and then I wanted to get some eye candy video to put, but I was having trouble getting these guys on video without being too obvious. So I was like, Alden, it's going to look like I'm videoing you. Don't be nervous or anything. I just want it to look like I'm either taking a photo or videoing you so that I can sneakily get these guys. And it took me quite a while, but I finally got both of them.
You had this thing for our waiter at the NBC Grill, Corey.
Yes.
Very
cute.
Yeah. He's well, he was cute. An Abercrombie & Fitch model. I've already Facebook stalked him. So yeah.
I have good taste. Yeah,
clearly. And these two guys in this sandwich shop, they were both very cute, but they were both kind of really young. I'm saying, if I'm saying that, they must really be young.
I'm allowed to think somebody's cute. I'm not YouTube stalking or Facebook stalking them. I just wanted to get some video.
Let's find out what this is all about. Yes, hello.
Guys, RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. British director Guy Hamilton, dead at 93. Any James Bond fan will know him. He was the director of Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever, Live and Let Die, and The Man with the Golden Gun. Okay, bye.
All right, great. Did you check this out?
No, I didn't.
Okay, great. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You were entered in the contest, blah, blah, blah. I didn't understand anything he said. It was just,
Guy Hamilton or Gary Hamilton or something. Anyway.
Guy Fox died, and he was a thing.
So the last thing I will say in summing this up, Alden is lovely.
Yes.
We had a very wonderful conversation. Yeah. We spent about an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that.
We did. We had fun.
And he's a very nice guy. Love him to death. The only thing I will say is he's kind of one of those kind of people who you don't always know what they're thinking. Like I had a boss like this. My last boss. Like a very quiet, kind of introspective sort of individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a more, like, I think there's a spectrum. Like, Alden is, like, really quiet, and I'm, like, in the middle, and then you're swinging from chandeliers when I have the camera on or whatever.
How dare you.
So, you know, I'm in the middle, but I'll say something kind of, you know, whatever, and he'll just kind of have this look on his face. Like, it's kind of this blank look. Like, I have no idea what he's thinking.
Wow. And I didn't know, so are you just always wondering what I'm thinking, or you're so confident that you know what I'm thinking that you don't worry about it?
I think I've known you long enough and well enough. I don't know.
I surprised you the other day. I like peed in the shower just because, just like, yeah, let me go. I'm going to throw them off.
Was a mixture of certain things together, I believe. I don't think that had anything
to
do.
And some alcohol and lack of sleep. And
Anyway, we better move back. We better move along to some other topics.
We should.
I just wanted to point.
No, we're not going to. The only thing I want to say is that when you release your last video, there's going to be a shot on the beach.
Yes.
And this shot on the beach, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. We drove over to St. Pete Beach. It was almost 3 p.m. on a weekday where it was really hot outside. And it's like, I don't know if you have ever seen a white sandy beach before or whatnot, but those fuckers are hot. And when it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon and the sun is radiating up off the beach back up onto you, it's like we couldn't see straight. We were squinting so hard just trying to walk to the water. Just to get it. And it literally was the video that you see will be the entirety of our stay on that beach. It was just kind of
right.
Adam was like, I got this beach picture. And it's like, and now I'm going to go play in the water. He's like, no, we didn't go play in the water. We left the fucking beach. It was hot. It was like walking across some kind of reflective mirror, you know, with the sun like beating back up on you from every angle. It was just like, oh, dear God, this must be what hell feels like. And we left the beach.
Well, very beautiful white sand. And I think I brought some of that sand home with me in my socks.
You did.
But and then after that, we went and had dinner with Pod is my co-pilot.
We did.
Folks.
We had dinner with Taylor and Taffy and not Rodan. Taylor and Taffy and Tank and Babalu at the little restaurant there.
And let me tell you guys, all those stories about Tank, they're all true.
Wow. Did he show you? He showed you his penis?
Yeah, well. We might have stepped away for a moment, air quote.
Here's the thing. The worst part about our dinner with Pod is my co-pilot is that we were all having fun. Well, I think we were all having fun.
Yeah.
And Taffy said, I'm sorry, we have to work tomorrow. We have to go. It was basically like one of those like, all right, shut up. Just shut up. We're leaving now. And
I thought the worst part was the folks at the table next to us were talking so loud that we couldn't hear each other.
Right. That was what? It's all about me? They were sitting at the table next to us.
Right.
And we were trying to make up for that really quiet show.
Yeah, but no, it was really fun. We had a good dinner. We had Bahama Breeze.
Yeah, it was a restaurant called
Bahama
Breeze. That's
what it's called,
Breeze.
Right? Yep. It is. And as Daniel likes it, we were about an hour early. So we parked and we sauntered in and went up to the bar.
Yes.
And Daniel had a few drinks while we were waiting on the Pod is my co-pilot folks to show up.
I had one drink while we were waiting for them
and
to show up.
And then Taylor and Babalu were the first to arrive.
They were.
And and so they came up and anyway, we went ahead and got our table and then Taffy and Tank showed up and then we all sat down and we just had a nice conversation. It wasn't too eventful. I mean, we ate and we talked and they had some conch fritters for an appetizer.
Yeah, conch fritters served. And here's the thing. Yeah. I didn't order an appetizer because I knew I was going to get that dessert there because the Bahama Breeze, it's a Florida chain, but they, not like chain, that is not like 16 locations, there's only a few locations, but they have this banana bread dessert. That's banana bread with a caramel brandy drizzle with sliced fresh bananas and then ice cream, vanilla ice cream and whipped cream. And it is amazing. It's delicious. And so I knew I was going to get that. And so I got that. So I only ate half. I don't even think I ate half. I think I only ate a third of that.
Now I looked at that and that banana bread looked a little dry. And
not with the brandy caramel glaze because they drizzled that over it. So it was actually nice and moist. There's like you have warm banana bread, and the ice cream is melting onto it along with the caramel and brandy drizzle, which is very hot, and then the whipped cream. So, there's plenty of moisture in the banana bread by the time that you get down to it. Did you not try a piece of it?
Didn't because I was trying to be good that last meal, our last supper of the trip. I was trying to be good.
It should always be the last supper that you watch your calories on because, you know, that's the thing.
All right.
Right. All right. Anyway, that I believe was our trip.
That's it. Thank you all who met us, who went out to eat with us, who did anything. Alden, Pod is my co-pilot folks, Big Fatty for letting me stay there.
Yes.
You know,
all my family,
Vader.
So, yeah, my mom and my brothers.
Daniel's family.
My brothers, both my brothers and my sister and their spouses and the nephews, Kent and Derek were the two nephews that were there. So that was all great.
Yeah. It was,
if you want to hear about, if you want to hear about, yeah, if you want to hear about this vacation in excruciating detail, we did. We published 5 30-minute daily audio bits from it.
And there's the video that I posted.
Right. So. And I'm hoping that you saw that I don't understand why people kept saying, like, have you killed each other yet or whatever? It's like, we spend almost every moment together in Vegas every year during that time that we're there. Yeah. It's just like, I don't understand why people think that we, you know, have, like, this is our...
We actually like each other.
Yeah, we do. We actually, it's hard to believe, I know, but yeah, we actually do like each other, so it's kind of a thing. But that's what happened.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today.
By the way, this bitch totally dissed me in that parade, because she was in a parade at Universal Studios, and I'm like, Dora! And she, like, turned her fucking back to me. You can see the video.
Diego was into both of us, though.
Diego, like, loved me. Daddy, he was like, hey, Daddy. The Dubious Intent birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will give me a musical cue and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking at the chat room. Adam, what is our first musical cue this week for the birthday?
All right. Let's see what our first music. Okay. So this one I have three songs for.
Okay. This is the this is actually the Matt Tennant years version of Doctor Who theme. Yeah, so this is the Matt Tennant. Is Matt Smith, not, or David Tennant, not Matt.
This
Tennant.
Is
somehow
Doctor
I smushed up the two doctors into Matt Tennant. I'm so sorry.
All right, so here is our next one.
Okay.
You may not know this one. I don't know if you watch this.
I can't hear anything right now. Is this the theme to Broad Street, or what is it? Is the detective one, Broad something?
No, it's not.
Okay. I don't know this.
But here's the last one. You don't know that one. That was Jessica Jones.
My name is Detective Alec Harvey. I like to wear unironed shirts and stare at the horizon.
Broad Church, right? Wasn't it Broad
Church? Yeah,
that's
Broad Church.
That's Broad Church. So we must be talking about David Tennant. Because he's the only one that has those things in common. Absolutely, is David Tennant, the best
David
doctor. Well,
Tennant.
I go back and forth because Matt Smith and David Tennant, those are my two doctors. Those are the ones. By the way, I bought a Doctor Who shirt on this vacation, and it was amazing. I still have
it. Yeah, and you were trying to convince someone.
I had convinced
that,
you and my sister both that the quote on it was really an MIT graduation quote from some famous physicist who had said that time is a wibbly-wobbly timey-wimey.
I thought it was both. I thought it was actually Doctor Who, but that he used it in his speech. And then you were mad at me because
my sister was buying it. She was eating it out of my hands. And then you were like, that's from Doctor Who. And I was just like, oh.
I was eating it out of your hands as well. Because
by the way, I have to acknowledge this. RT Cruiser in the chat room says, oh my God, the bit where Daniel Brewer's sister called during the show and wouldn't hang up. That's the best.
Yeah. And we debated. You debated about whether or not
should
leave
I leave that
in
there?
Or
maybe
that's
a little personal
out.
Or whatever. But no, I left it in there because thought it was funny.
So David Tennant is 45, and I believe he's the hottest Doctor Who. I like his face. I think he's cute. But anyway, here is our next one.
All right. Something's happening where they're cutting off. Like, I can't.
They're cutting off.
Whatever you're playing to me must be coming back on itself or something, because we're not hearing what you're playing us very well. It almost sounds. But I did kind of recognize that as the like the theme to Taxi. Was that the theme to Taxi? Still,
yeah, it is.
Still not hearing it. Yeah, it's coming across badly. There we go. Now I can hear it. Yeah. So this is the theme to Taxi.
Yes, it is. A theme to Taxi. All right. So the next one, let me just, before I do this next one, let me just do one thing here and see if it's probably a level. No, the level's all the way up. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going wrong.
Okay, great.
The volume's all the way up. All right. So here's the next one.
Okay. This is Who's the Boss, right?
Yes, it is. Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss? All right. So we have Taxi. We have Who's the Boss. That must be one Mr. Hold Me Close, young Tony Danza. Is it Tony Danza?
It is Tony Danza.
Excellent. Excellent.
Oh. And you're not recording the music I'm sending to you, are you?
I'm not.
That's funny because I just took it out of Maine and I didn't record that one. So
okay, great.
For all of you at home, you won't hear any theme song right there. Sorry about that. Okay. All right. Here, anyway, Tony Danza.
They'll only
is,
hear me going, uh-huh, wait, uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It'll be great. Wow. Tony Danza is 65 years
wow,
old.
Wow, Tony Danza is 65 years old. That is amazing. I did not know
now
that.
The world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you?
This is the theme to Different Strokes.
Yes, it is. You heard that one fine.
I did, because you were playing it really loud. So that's someone is behind me now. It's like
someone. I didn't realize you
Carlos,
had anyone
Carlos
to live
stopped,
with you.
No, Carlos stopped by to drop off my pass. So it's like
oh, kissy kissy there.
I was giving him a kiss goodbye.
All right, so that is Different Strokes.
Different Strokes. It was Different Strokes. That was the doctor. Oh shit! The Facts of Life. It's like, well, they're saying the theme songs, right? No, that is the Facts of Life. I was trying to make a Donna Sugars joke in this because she always sounds like Mrs. Garrett, you know, girls, girls. But yes, this is a Facts of Life. Got it. So we're looking
facts
for
of life.
Facts of Life and Different Strokes. I believe the crossover character in that time was Mrs. Garrett. Is that correct? Was it Mrs. Garrett was the crossover character between those two shows?
It was Mrs. Garrett.
That would have been Charlotte Ray. Am I correct? Is it Charlotte Ray's birthday?
It is Charlotte Ray's birthday.
Here we go. Excellent.
Charlotte Ray is 90 years old.
Oh, my God.
Old.
She's 90.
90, yeah. All right. So here is our next one that I don't think you'll get, but we'll see.
This is it. This is it. This is life.
This is the theme to... Oh shit! It's I always know this because it's the One Day at a Time is what I'm looking for. So this is the theme to One Day at a Time.
It is the theme to One Day at a Time.
Yes.
And that is an ensemble cast.
It is. It's
so I'm gonna skip over. This is gonna be a little I want to say non sequitur, but it's probably the wrong choice of words. But this is gonna be weird. But there is a link. There is a link here.
Okay. This is Jump by Van Halen. I think I see where you're going here, because someone was married to Eddie Van Halen, who was also on One Day at a Time. That would have been one Valerie Bertinelli. Is that correct?
Valerie Bertinelli. Good job. Yeah, exactly. And I forgot her son's name, but they have a son named something Van Halen, obviously. Wolfgang Van Halen.
Right,
or something.
Exactly. Yeah, Wolfgang Van Halen. I don't know what it is.
Wolfgang, I don't know. Something like that. So yeah, Valerie Bertinelli, who was also on Hot in Cleveland recently.
Actually,
and
oh my God,
it really
is Wolfgang Van Halen.
Okay, well, there you go. She also has a Food Network show right now.
By the way, someone who was the son of two really hot people.
He's not very good looking.
It's just like, wow. It's like, really? Those two attractive people produced you?
Well, they say sometimes, you know, if you have two ugly parents, you get the beautiful gene skipped them and it goes to you.
Right.
You know, or vice versa. I don't know. She's 56 years old.
56 years young.
Yep. And here is our next one.
Oh, he should not wear flip-flops.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah.
It was the Lee Majors show. It was called The Stunt Guy or the what was it called? It was called something. It was a show about a stuntman, right? The Fall Guy. The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy.
Yes, The Fall Guy. Got it. Yes, The Fall Guy.
Do you want to guess now?
Oh, is it Lee Majors? Is it Lee Majors?
It is Lee Majors. Yeah.
Were you going to play the theme to the Bionic Man next? Was that going to be?
Yeah, but it says right there in the theme, this man that has.
Yeah.
We can rebuild him I don't know. They say it. There's like talking in the theme. So, all right. Okay. Here's our next one. We have two more. Here's
two
our
more.
Next one.
Here we go.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
Don't tell some me lady. Not to fly.
it is some lady. All right, I have one more.
I feel like Vera might have seen her in concert at some point at the Morongo Casino.
Here's the next one.
Right, this is another somebody, right? So isn't one of them Barbara Streisand and the other one Liza Minnelli?
They're both one of those two names.
So they're both Barbara Streisand. Oh,
they are both.
I was never a big Barbara Streisand fan. I know people get upset at that, but I just never really cared for Barbara Streisand. So it's both Barbara Streisand.
Yeah. So it's Barbara Streisand is 74 years old.
Wow.
And lastly,
and
but
she's
not
doing
leastly,
and she's doing her last tour. No, really, she's not kidding. This time it's the end.
I don't think she's done a tour in many, many, many years.
Yeah, and she was charging like $300 a ticket or something. It's like,
I don't know.
It's crazy.
All right, so here is our very
Although her husband is great on that new show.
I don't know. Who's her husband?
Her husband is, you know him. You know him. He's from that Life in Pieces show. Someone will tell. James Brolin? Is it James Brolin? I think James Brolin is her husband.
I can Google it. But anyway, here is our last one.
And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you
Okay. I believe this is Kelly Clarkson. Is this since you've been gone?
Yeah, it's since you've been gone.
So this is Kelly Clarkson, the original winner of American Idol, which is now deceased. But yes.
She's not deceased.
No, but American Idol is deceased. I'm American Idol. Like, she was the only winner that I really cared about.
It is. Kelly Clarkson. She was actually, I know you hate it when I say this, but she was actually hot whenever she started out.
Adam,
now she's had like five children.
I don't care. She's still a beautiful person. Stop body shaming her.
She is a beautiful person. I'm not body shaming her. She was just hot.
She's still a beautiful person. No, she's hot because she's Kelly Clarkson. No matter her size.
She's got a fantastic voice, I think, and she's 34 years old.
Absolutely.
And that is our last celebrity birthday.
Great.
But do we have any Pride 48 birthdays?
We had a bunch that we missed and a bunch that we don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for the ones that we missed, but happy birthday this week. Happy birthday on the 21st to Ziggy and on the 23rd to Carlos Hernandez. Those are our two Pride 48 birthdays this week. We'll have more.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday
to all of you.
Right. I'm going to look at Daniel in the parade. I'm going to turn my back, and I'm going to show him backpack. I'm going to show him the business end of backpack. That's what I'm going to do.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Cumpleaños feliz. Happy birthday.
The news game.
All right, there's a link in the Trello that I want you to play that just ever so quietly under us. So we have a little, and I'm not going to do it because apparently I can't control the volume.
I don't see the link.
It's in the
music. Okay, it's not in the way. I got it. I can play that very softly. All right, here we go.
Yeah, you can play that softly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what we're going to do, Daniel, is, and this comes from a listener of the show, Derek, who is a nephew of yours.
He is. He's my nephew, yes.
So we're going to try something new. And what I'm going to do is I am going to read you three headlines, Daniel Brewer.
Okay, three headlines.
And what you are tasked to do mm-hmm. is tell me which of the three headlines will result in a true, not fake, story.
So, of the three headlines, two of them are fake and one of them is real?
Yes, two of them are fake.
And one of them is real.
And one of them is real.
And if I get it right...
If you get it right, I only read the real one.
And if I get it wrong...
I'm going to read all of them.
Even the fake ones.
Even the fake ones.
All right. So there's two fakes. Two lies and a truth, basically, is what we got to do here. So I got to figure out which one it is. All right. Here we go.
That is
correct. I'm ready, Adam Burns. Please. I'm ready. Go ahead. What is the first headline?
Okay, Daniel Brewer. The first headline up for bid today. Cinnamon roll can explodes inside man's butt during shoplifting incident. And no Googling these or Snopes.
I'm not Googling. All right.
So again, cinnamon roll explodes
in man's butt.
Now, this was submitted to us by one Matt Burlingame.
Okay.
Just for your reference.
All right.
All right. Number two. A machine shop worker tore his scrotum while masturbating on a piece of machinery. And then stapled it back together.
The machinery or the scrotum? Because that was somewhat of a dangling modifier.
The scrotum.
Like, okay, he stapled his scrotum back together. Got it.
Yes.
Because that would have been, you know, oh, shit, I just ruined that machinery with my scrotum. I should staple it back together. Like, you know, I just wanted to make sure that it was okay. Got it. All right. Here we go. So far we have cinnamon roll explodes in man's butt. Man's scrotum is injured during masturbatory thing. All right, got it. Yeah.
All right. Lastly, but not leastly, yeah. Police in North Carolina tased and brutally ejected a woman from a ladies' restroom.
Yes.
Because they thought she was transgender.
Ah. All right, Adam. So we have cinnamon roll in the butt. We have the middle one there, the masturbatory. You know what? I don't even believe the masturbatory. I'm not even going to. I think it's down between the exploding tin of cinnamon rolls and the tasing a woman out of the bathroom. All right. Here's the thing. I think exploding butt is too similar to one that I know from a long time ago where someone's groceries are in the back of their car and the biscuit thing exploded and they thought it was a shotgun, but it ejected the biscuits onto the back of their head and they thought their brains were falling out of their heads. I think I'm going to go with the Charlotte police being incredibly homophobic.
Well, I don't have the fail buzzer near me, but...
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to make everyone listen to all three. I won't do that to everyone. We've taken long enough for this bit, so I will read the real one.
All right, great. Can I end the... Do you want me to keep the music going here? Are you going to...
You can. It's going to end eventually. It's only 4 minutes long. But anyway, so I'm going to read this one.
Yes,
so
I know, Nico. I should have gone with the butt. Thank you. Nico is in the chat room going, you should have gone with the butt.
Actually, you guys are all wrong.
Really?
On all counts. The real one is a machine shop worker tore his scrotum in a piece of machinery.
Wow.
One morning, I was called to the emergency room by a head ER nurse. She directed me to a patient who had refused to describe his problem and wanted a male doctor who would understand men's troubles. After I asked the nurse to leave us, the patient permitted me to remove his trousers, shorts, and 2 or 3 yards of foul-smelling stained gauze wrapped around his scrotum, which was swollen to twice the size of a grapefruit.
Oh my God, is this the story where they just ended it with Joe Batance having to unbutton his pants?
Tender, no.
Okay, great.
Anyway, so they x-rayed his scrotum to locate the staples because he had stapled his scrotum back shut with a heavy-duty stapling gun. So it appears what had happened was this guy had become enamored with a type of self-gratification.
Yes.
Using this machine.
Oh, so this was like his normal
work.
This was his normal thing where there was some vibrating thing that he could normally place in his junk up against.
Yeah. And he lost his concentration one day while he was doing this. He would hold his penis against the canvas drive belt of a large floor-based piece of running equipment. And when he approached orgasm, He leaned too close to the belt and his balls became caught between the pulley wheel and the drive belt. He was thrown into the air and landed a few feet away, unaware that he had lost his left testicle. And perhaps too stunned to feel much pain, he stapled the wound closed and resumed work.
Okay, great.
And then went to the doctor.
Okay, great. Can we... So, there you go. Okay, great. There we go. It's like, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is the... Is that the news? Is that what we...
That's the news, that's and you lost. News.
I lost. You didn't play all of them. I'm sure a lot of people, like, really thank you for that. The Dubious Intent Technology segment brought to you by Big Fatty Online. Let's see. Oh, I need to make him a new one of those because I noticed that he was like cutting it off the other day. On the thing. Anyway, yes, Adam, we have a question that comes into us, a technology type question that comes into us. Let's.
I think I know who this came in from, but.
Oh, you don't know though.
I'm not
it's
sure.
A mystery. Let's listen to it, shall we?
Yeah.
Yes. Hello. I have a question, like, for the tech segment, because I'm really confused about something.
This is clearly
Kathy
Bacon.
I was just wondering about this. So, like, when the new World of Warcraft expansion pack comes out, I understand that there's going to be, like, a new type of character we can play that has, like, horns growing out of the head.
That sounds like TJ.
And it's going to be called a demon
hunter.
Yeah,
that's what I think, too.
So cool. But... You know, the picture I saw of it, it had a blindfold on.
Yes.
So I'm not sure, like, are we going to have to... what?
Nancy!
Dad, I'm, like, totally on the phone. I'm calling a podcast.
Did you switch out the toothpaste? I don't understand.
No, Dad, be quiet. I'm on the phone. I'm so sure.
Brushing my teeth and going on...
Dad, shut up! God, I'm so sorry. Okay, so, like... The demon hunters are going to have, like, a blindfold on.
Right, they're soaked
so
in demon
my
blood, yes.
My question is, like, when we play our demon hunter characters, mm-hmm. are we going to have to, like, have... Is the screen going to be black? Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. how are we going to see what we're going up against? How are we even going to see where we're going? Is it going to be, like, bats or Daredevil? Is it going to be, like, echolocation? Where, like, we have to speak into the microphone and that'll, like ping our surroundings so we can see what we're doing? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I know that you guys are, like, big tech wizards. And, like, right. I know yes. Daniel plays a lot of WoW.
Right.
And so I'm just wondering
yes.
if you've seen that in action because I want to know. So I think that's it.
I have, yes.
Sorry mm-hmm. about my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Back in my day, we didn't have none of this here VR nonsense. We strapped a cardboard box to our face and shoved a cell phone in it.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
We do.
Bye.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Mystery Caller and her father. I do appreciate that. By the way, the new Demon Hunter class, they wear a blindfold, but that blindfold is soaked in demon's blood, which allows them to see... into, you know, it enhances their normal vision so that they can actually see aside from that. You know what I'm saying? So they can see outside of that kind of a thing.
Yes.
I test played the Demon Hunter at BlizzCon last year, and it does not seem like they changed the screens at all, just so you'll know. Just so you know, don't expect that, is what I'm trying to say.
You may get some additional, ability, like some...
Oh, yeah, no, the Demon, the Demon this, Hunters have, you know, their own special abilities.
Will your view change it? Like, maybe you'll get some special ability to see something that other people can't see, perhaps?
Possibly,
like if they're,
possibly, yes.
You know.
Yes, possibly. I'm not entirely sure. You know what? Our other tech question didn't come in, but I'm going to submit it anyway, because, you know, Baron Frosty bought the same... He bought his portable video, his portable audio recorder... Because we kept referencing using the Zoom on our last
yes.
on our vacation audio that we were recording, we were using a Zoom H4N recorder.
Correct.
And so Baron Frosty bought this Zoom recorder for himself. He bought the H1, which is fine. It'll do what he wants it to do. But I just wanted to throw this in there for any of you buying any of the Zoom. I know that Vera Charles has a Zoom H2 recorder. You have the 4H. They're all very similar in features. They all have like slightly different features amongst them. However, the thing that I wanted to point out from things that we learned on doing our recordings is that you want to make sure that the recorder is set to record at wave, you know, a wave file at 44,100 samples per second, because we had it set to wave at 90,000 samples per second, which is like an ultra studio version of it, but none of our conversion software could handle it. So when it came time for us to compress it down to an MP3, we had to run it through additional software to get it back down to the right sample size that our encoder would understand. But yeah, so that's, you can avoid that mistake just by making sure that you're recording at a standard, 44,100 samples per second kind of a thing. Also, you're going to still want to do the exact same post-processing that you would do on your podcast. So make sure that you do the noise removal. So make sure that you sample the background noise and get a good sample of the background noise so that you can do noise removal on it. It also works excellently running it through Levelator and whatnot. You can tell the difference on our daily shows. If you heard the one we recorded at Fatty's on his USB mic, it didn't sound as good as the ones that we did on the other because of the pickup radius of his mic. So when Fatty was sitting off in the background talking, it really, really came across in the talk. Whereas like the one that we did at the kitchen table at my mom's house, when I got up to go get something out of the other room, you could still hear me. It was still levelated properly because of the way the mic worked. Anyway, it's a great little thing. I know that
already bought it.
Yeah, I know. But
apparently sewed a case for it.
Yeah, like, he made a little. He's named it. He's adopted it. It's like a Cabbage Patch doll. He's adopted it. He's given it a name. It's all that kind of thing. Anyway, enjoy your your audio recorder, kids. I know that you guys are going to England.
They do make a video recorder as well.
I know, but they're going to go to England soon, so you can look forward to hearing from the Frosty and the Dr. P from England. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to say.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it.
3, 2, 1! Contact is the secret, is the moment. When everything happens, contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens, contact.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show, where we read our voluminous emails and voicemails that
we
receive.
The segment where we read our, not the show where we read our, but the segment where we
segment.
Read our.
Oh, look at you trying to throw some shade at the RuPaul Drag Race recap show where we do a second show.
No, you
show.
Just said the show where we read our contacts.
Oh, well, that's because I do that show. You know, I do that show along with my good friend Joe Batance and Taylor the Latte Boy.
And apparently they have really good chemistry. You guys should go over and
check
listen
them out.
To them
drag
over
race,
at Pride48.
Go to dragracerecap.com, and that's where you need to go for that. That's what I'm trying to say, Adam.
Isn't it pride48.com/RDRR?
It is, but if you go to dragracerecap.com, it will forward you to that. Anyway, it just made it easier because that is also our Twitter account is Drag Race Recap, and our Facebook page is Drag Race Recap. So it just made sense to do it there. Anyway, we have a voicemail, Adam. It came in to us from the recently returned to the world of the living Auntie Vera Charles, who was on some kind of zombie cruise, I think. Was that correct? It was some kind of zombie plague cruise.
I think
that
there were
on.
Some illnesses going around. I don't know if everyone had them, but...
Let's listen to it here, shall we? Yes, hello. Oh, I have to hit play.
Hello, Divious Intent. Let me begin by saying hi, Adam, sweetheart. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I really enjoy your part of the show.
Thank you.
The reason I'm calling is because of the dickhead that you have as a co-host.
Big Fatty?
Who I don't know why I'm listening other than for you, Adam, but I'm listening to 195 Youth Group Activities. And driving in the car with the pile of shit. Worm-filled.
Devious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587. I think Vera actually ended the show. It was really weird. I don't know what that was all about.
Something like that.
All right, fine. Let's go back to her phone.
Can you reverse it?
Yeah, let's go... Let's go back to your phone. Now do we have to increase the show number by two or something? I don't know what it is.
I don't think so.
Steaming, worm-filled crap known as Daniel. and he's railing against me, saying that I have a problem with technology. And it just shows, it truly shows how ignorant that big old steaming, wormy pile of dog waste is. because I have nothing against technology. Technology is incredible and wonderful. I have difficulties with it because I'm not savvy,
right.
But I love technology. What I rail against, you big steaming elephant shit, Daniel, what I rail against is people using technology when they should be interacting with each other. That is what I rail against. And that is some, I watched your videos. Adam is making videos of your vacation. And your fucking nose is buried in the goddamn phone as you're walking down the amusement park. How fucking stupid is that? That's what I rail against. I rail against idiot, jerk-off, motherfucking piles of animal waste, like yourself, that use technology when they should be interacting with the people that are right there with them. Excuse me. I'm still getting over my illness. Love the show, Adam. Keep up the great work. And I'm just so sorry you're saddled with Mr. Poop.
Right. Here's the thing.
Well, thank you.
Here's the thing,
calling.
Adam, is... But had he been at that theme park and didn't know us and saw you holding up your cell phone to record the videos that he is currently enjoying, he would have assumed that you were one of those poopy people that was using technology when they weren't supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
he might have.
Those, when you say I'm on the video, I'm using my phone,
well,
you could see on Twitter what I was doing. I was filming little videos of things. We were standing in line. I was taking pictures of stuff that I posted online. It's like I was interacting with people. And Adam and I don't know, I know this comes as a huge shock to you. Adam and I enjoy podcasting. We enjoy doing social media and stuff like that. So it doesn't take away from our trip. If anything, it enhances our trip because we like to share. We overshare. I'll admit that we overshare, but we like to overshare. That's our thing.
I would like to point out one more time, though.
Yes.
Just to side a little bit with Auntie Vera here. Literally on the last day.
Yes.
The breaking point of Mr. Daniel J. Brewer.
Yes, was when they
was
wanted
that he
me,
might yeah. have to not have his cell phone for 15 minutes.
It was.
Or 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
While we wait in line. And he literally, and I might have already said this, but I want you all, if you didn't pay attention, I want you to just soak in this comment that Daniel made. Adam, what will I do for 30 minutes? Mm-hmm. While I'm waiting in line for the ride. I don't know, Daniel. We haven't seen each other in a year.
That's not true.
We
have been together
right
for 5 days
other.
At that point in time.
No, 3 days.
Whatever.
At that point. 2.5 days.
Whatever.
And he's like, what would I do? What will I do for the next 30?
I've explained this again. It's
we
also
could have
the
a
fact
conversation.
That, well, we could have taken pictures in the nicely themed area, but they took away my camera because they took away my... No, it was an idiotic... It was just an idiotic decision for them to say that you have to like put away your camera. That was just stupid. That is uncalled for. It's stupid. I don't care. Anyway, I'm glad that you enjoy the videos, Vera Charles. It was filmed on a thing that you had. You seen Adam as a stranger on the street, you would have yelled at him for holding it up.
It was my phone.
But I'm glad that you are enjoying it because it was his phone. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. That's a pretty good camera.
What? It was a pretty good what?
It has a pretty good camera for a phone.
You know what? It's funny because we just went on and on about the Zoom H4N that we were using. By the way, we completely forgot to do the thing. The thing that we're supposed to do. You know, the go get your physical exam kind of a thing, and then you turn your head and you cough, that kind of a thing. We forgot. There was a process in the show that we forgot to do, but it's all right. I've now taken care of it. You're welcome. Anyway, here's the thing is, what was I trying to say now? Now I don't remember what I was trying to say.
Something about we talked on and on about the Zoom, but
oh no, we talked. But that first night, the first night recap show that we did it on my phone, so just nothing more than just a cell phone that we recorded that on. And then the second night, we recorded it on my laptop with a external mic. But I think the Zoom ultimately provided the best sound, so it's kind of weird. Out of what, five? How many did we put out? We put six daily vacation. No, we put out five. Over a 6-day period.
Well, it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
right.
Monday,
right.
Tuesday.
So we put out
five,
but three of them were recorded on things other than the H4N. It's like only two of them were recorded on the H4N, including the main show. So that would have been if you count the main show, then there's three things that were recorded on the H4N. Anyway, it doesn't matter, Adam. It doesn't matter at all.
No. Anyway, it was a really fun vacation. We've recapped the hell out of it.
We did. If you
so
didn't
I think
know,
you all know.
Yeah, you should know everything we did at this point in time. We have overshared
by
with
now,
you.
The only thing we didn't mention is when we had bowel movements, and we did mention when we peed. So If you really, you know, if you really need
Although friend of the show, Nico Martinez, was really upset about the fact that you hyped me eating at Whataburger for the very first time on the latest video. And then you're like, oh, we're going to see what he says. And then your next video, the next cut is somewhere else. You never even asked me, oh, how is it? I mean, you did ask me at the table, but you didn't film ask me.
I wasn't filming. No, but the thing is, I couldn't. There was nothing I could do. I couldn't. I mean, I guess I could have made another video with, you know, with like me saying, oh,
no, I'm
by
just
the
saying
way,
you forgot
guys,
to do it that
said,
day. I'm not saying that you forgot to yeah. do it in the video. You actually forgot to do it that day. And the real I reason did. Was, is that because there was like this huge bus of people that showed up between the time he recorded that, because we were sitting in our little booth waiting for it to be delivered. Between the time that he recorded that and then he was going to ask me, there was like this huge bus that pulled up outside. Like this big church group had come in there and whatnot. And they started, yeah. they were really loud over in the corner because they were doing their youth group They were doing their youth group activity.
3, 2, 1.
That's the wrong button. Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2. No, you already know this. Just call us on the voicemail line. Doesn't matter.
Or maybe you should have had...
What?
Auntie Vera in the show for us, I think.
Vera Charles in the show for us. Anyway, no, Nico says that you should recreate it with a sock puppet. You know what? By the way, speaking of YouTube ideas, which you were talking about at the beginning of the show, I freely give this to anyone in this election year. Feel free to steal this because I think it'll be a great idea. You make a little show with sock puppets called Sock Pundits, where it's just like you recreate all of the political candidates as sock puppets and then do little YouTube videos. Well, you know, with little backgrounds you can superimpose, you know, they can shoot them up against a laptop screen so you can have any kind of background. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a great idea. There you go. You're welcome. You're welcome, universe. Sock pundits. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.
Hey guys, it's Kingsley calling in to let you know that TMZ is reporting that Prince has died. He was 57 years old and found dead at his estate, and that's all they know. They say he's been battling the flu, and he's been hospitalized recently. So, there you go. Talk to you later.
Hey, Daniel and Em, this is David, that blue jeans guy, calling in for the Celebrity Death Zone. It seems that Prince has died. Celebrity, singer, actor, all that, dead. Wow. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
I'm calling for the Celebrity Death Zone. This is Gus Chad. I'm sure that I've been beaten to the punch, but Prince has died at Paisley Park today. Sad news. I guess that means Purple Rain will start falling soon. All right. I'm sure I didn't win, but I thought I'd try.
Hi, this is Larry. I was just calling to let you know that the artist formerly alive as Prince is dead at age 57. Have a nice day. Everybody's going to cry Purple Rain.
This is Ethan. Prince died. Bye.
Yeah, hi guys. I'm T. Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. Apparently, Prince is dead. I'm sure I'm not going to get this one because he had the audacity to die overnight my time. Okay, bye.
Hi, this is R.C. Martinez calling from Denver. I'm calling to report on the Celebrity Death Line that culture jamming avant-garde music collective Negative Land front founder has died today at the age of 57. It's a really sad day. But, you know, I'll get over it because I didn't know him and he's not part of my family. But anyway, he's dead. So, yeah, it's sad. I love Negative Land. Negative Land. All right. Well, hopefully this gets me an entry. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
find more shows over at Pride48.com.